Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to this very special edition of the Safety Third Podcast. I'm your host, William Osmond, here with co-host Alan Pan.
Hey, what are we doing?
I just started it. They're supposed to come out, but I figured we just start it and they would come out whenever.
Are we actually recording right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, it's going. I don't know how to describe how hard it is to work with other people because I can only try so hard to like get everyone else to do things.
Come on in.
Nigel's here, but like, where's Kevin? I don't know. It doesn't matter though, because we already started recording.
We can't hear you.
I have a defense for this.
What in the name of God have you brought in?
It's not
here?
That it's hard. It's that we're just chilling.
You just brought in a cup of water,
I'd say,
a cup of mango juice, and a flaming hot Mountain Dew soda.
I've never had that. I figured I'd try
Why
it.
Why you bring three drinks out at the same time?
It's for content. I was going to say, in defense of this, is basically when Will decides there's going to be a podcast, the podcast needs to happen in 30 seconds. And if you're not ready in 30 seconds, then...
We just started it.
What else did you have planned for?
No, I'm saying because it came out and you were saying that it was hard to wrangle people. I was like, we were told there's a podcast 4 minutes ago. And because we're not here in four...
What were you going to do otherwise this morning?
You know... I woke up literally. Yeah.
The silence is so loud.
Alan, I'm answering your question. I literally woke up maybe 4 minutes ago. Maybe.
Yeah, same here. Maybe 5 minutes ago.
What eggs do you guys want?
No, we're going to get over easy eggs. No, it's scrambled.
Whatever. I guess it doesn't really matter.
Kevin, you should get a little Foreman grill and make it.
Do you see what he brought? What's in that cup on the ground?
One's just water.
He's got water, mango juice, and a can of Mountain Dew Flaming Hot. He brought three drinks. What
did you
get?
Breakfast of champions.
Well, I woke up 4 minutes ago. Toast? I didn't have time to drink water.
I didn't drink water, and I'm doing fine.
wait, in a bit, Kevin. I'm trying it. Have you tried it before?
No. Oh, we'll try it. We'll try it. Yeah. Okay.
I only had one sip. I don't think I got the full experience. I think you have to inhale.
Kevin and I will finish the can.
There's this one other drink I can think of. It's that. There's a canned cocktail Moscow Mule that's pretty good. It's like cold. I don't know. You know the ones that we've gotten?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Chelsea likes those, right?
Cold water or something like that? That sounds wrong. But if you breathe in while drinking the Moscow Mule, because there's a lot of ginger in it, it's almost like kind of pepper spraying your sinuses. It's like... I have to inhale first and then drink and slowly exhale, I think.
That's a very complicated
drink.
It is,
but it's really good.
Is it in a bottle or?
It's
a bottle.
It's a can.
It's like a canned cocktail.
Yeah, but it's so pungent is the word. Pungent
yeah,
is like
it's a different kind of spice.
Yeah,
it's not capsaicin.
Spicy is like on your tongue. It's a capsaicin, but pungent is like that nasal. Like if you smell wasabi, that's pungent.
Mm.
Even though it feels very similar to spice, you would call it pungent.
I don't know what is it in like cinnamon.
What makes it like
its thing?
I think cinnamon I'd consider like pungent as well. It's
like
almost
ginger
like,
and cinnamon are
they're like spicy in a not spicy
yeah,
sort of way.
Yeah, it's like onion. A pungent spice.
Because I know that in like wasabi and horseradish, I think it's a chemical.
Yeah,
it's called allyl isothiocyanate.
Wow. Okay,
dropping knowledge. No,
chemical man.
Is it the
chemistry
same thing?
Man.
It's cool. I think it's cool. I was gonna make it at one point because it is a gas. It's actually a gas, which is why wasabi and horseradish get like they go bad. So you crush whatever those things are, and it starts making the chemical. And then as it gets older, the gas leaves relatively quickly, which is why like old wasabi just kind of loses its flavor. But that's why when you eat it, it burns the back of your nose because it's actually...
Like off-gassing?
Yeah, and it's actually able to travel up into your sinuses. But again, it's not a spice. It's like completely different than
It's
like
a totally spicy. New chemical that burns you in a completely different way.
But even even black peppers, it's like piperine.
Piperidine.
Oh yeah, it's good for you, right?
That tastes more like actual spice, like capsaicin, but it's not.
It's less. It activates the same receptors, but it's less potent.
Oh, interesting.
But are you? It doesn't hang around either.
Yeah, it's kind of. It's very mild.
Yeah,
Nigel, you're enjoying your sabbatical. Have you told people that are not on the Patreon yet? I'm not sure if you've announced that to the non-patrons yet.
That's true.
Do you want to?
My sabbatical is 1.5 days in.
Nigel quit YouTube.
It's not because he hates it. It's because he doesn't like it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's I guess. Are you okay with announcing that?
This is like the post you read where like, oh, my mother-in-law is like announcing my pregnancy before everyone else.
Oh
like,
yeah.
At my special moment, I was like, this is my moment of Nigel.
Nigel has quit YouTube. So isn't that right, Nigel?
So what was that 6 months where you didn't make a video? What was that? That was just.
Oh, actually, okay, we can talk about this. That was the last time I quit.
Okay.
No, it's a joke. He'll see you in 6 months.
Nigel's relationship with YouTube is like a smoker's relationship with cigarettes.
Yes.
Exactly. I quit in the 3 days later.
Nigel is the Michael Jordan of chemistry videos.
Yeah.
Would that be accurate?
I don't know what that means.
What? You don't know about Michael Jordan?
I know who Michael Jordan is.
Nigel is the Donald Trump of chemistry videos.
I also don't know what that means.
I don't know either. I thought it sounded good, though. It sounded smart.
I'm the Alan Pan of chemistry videos.
I mean, that kind of checks out, too. I haven't made a video in a while, either. But at least it was because I was working on something else.
I didn't actually quit.
Nigel is the Fidel Castro of chemistry videos.
Nigel is the Osama bin Laden of chemistry videos. Are we allowed to joke about that yet? Is that enough time passed?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not even sure that's a joke.
He can't do anything.
I think it was okay. As soon as SEAL Team 6 shot him in the head, I think it was okay to make bin Laden jokes.
Man.
he's still got a lot of family, though.
How much money did we pay? How much money did we pay to assassinate that guy?
Dude, I have no idea.
What if everything that the United States does, you like take that number and divide it by the people who pay taxes and figure out like how much money you yourself
personally pay to help bin Laden?
$1.
At least $1, you think?
Well, how old were you? Because we'll finish this. I should say that I'm not actually quitting YouTube.
Said the man who's quitting YouTube. Yeah.
No, we'll finish the Osama thing. I think like wait, how old were you? Because I don't remember.
When they killed Osama bin Laden?
Yeah,
I must have been like 1. 2.
You were at least 1.
I mean, that was pretty
Obama
recent.
That was like 2013. Yeah, it was like somewhat recent. But were you paying 2015? Taxes or were you a student?
I was a burden on the financial system.
Yeah, so you might have paid 0.
I did pay.
Oh, that's a freebie then. We got that for free. They say freedom isn't free, but it was for us.
Yeah. It's true. That's
when
nice,
did we
actually.
Get Osama bin Laden?
Not having to pay taxes to murder other people in other countries.
Yeah, but like since you started when you were old enough to pay taxes, don't worry. The
government
has done a lot of.
I said, when did we get asylum, bin Laden?
Asylum bin Laden.
I said it weird though.
Why do we always talk about stuff that's going to get the podcast demonetized?
Okay, then we'll go. I'll finish my comment. I didn't quit. I'll just
say it was
really
2011.
Quick. 2011.
Yeah, I did not have a job in
2011. Yeah, I was in college.
I also was in Canada, but I did not quit YouTube. I didn't quit at all in any sense of the word, actually.
But you had an announcement for the patrons. What was the announcement then?
Oh, I guess it was like a joke. I'm saying I'm quitting is a joke. Like I'm still producing content, just not on the main channel because I just don't really.
Nigel's brain is like a Plinko machine. Like, he has a thought, puts it in, it just bounces around. Sometimes it can shoot across the machine. Or
I'm quitting, but not on the main channel. But I am on the main channel.
Because I daily chemistry videos.
Because I have because I run the 3 channels. So it's like the main channel, I just don't feel, it's way too much, it like destroys my life to make the video. So it's just like until I can figure out to make it more efficient and in a way that I don't like the editing style as much anymore because I've been doing it for like 2 years. So it's like I kind of just want to do it differently and I want it to be more efficient where it doesn't take like my life to put it together. So it's like until I do that, I'm just chilling on that. I'm still probably going to work on the projects in the behind the scenes. I'm just not going to put it into a whole like video.
You should just make them like easier to make.
It's how I like putting the videos together, and I think the biggest thing is after I made the last video, I realized I just didn't like that. I didn't mind putting it together, but it was not like I felt like I had done the same thing too many times.
So are you this actively
going to do so well? I'm just the title. I can just see the title right now. Niall Red quitting.
So are you actively trying to keep your shorts crappier and easier to produce?
No, they've become the shorts have become just way. Of making crappy
shorts. I thought it's going to be project creep again.
Be honest, not with us, but with yourself. How much of this is self-inflicted?
Entirely. I'm not. Like, but it's because that's what I like. I like making the videos a certain way. So I'm like, if I don't do that, then I don't really want to make the project. But it's more that I just have been editing the videos in the same way and kind of narrating and telling the and it's also like the types of projects I was doing were kind of similar. I just like again how they were filmed. I just was like I'm just not that excited about the whole like what it takes like the other one that I did took 3 months to put together or 2 months to put together. Sorry, it's just like when I sit there and think this project will take me the next 4 weeks of working like basically on nothing else
like a main channel video.
Yeah, I'm yeah. just like do I really want to put like.
But you, if I like if lot. I go back, I can find videos on your channel that are like 10 minutes, like 20 minutes. Like I would say that if you plotted the length of your videos on a graph,
you would see
the line going straight up. Like every video I make after the video that I previously made, it has to be twice as long.
No,
as
so I never cared. Made. I never cared.
The next video, how long was the last one? An hour.
Oh, it was an. But that was the, I
now
made
you,
it.
You have to make a 3 hour.
Yes, but I'll tell you, contrary film. To popular belief, I never cared about length. Will. You don't have
that,
to.
Oh,
length doesn't matter.
That
you
makes
it
me
first.
Feel really good about
length,
myself.
Yeah, exactly. Length doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's all about the how the
retention.
The X and Y dimensions.
It's the retention and the quality.
I no longer
not
feel
the length.
Good about myself.
But no, the videos, I just find that in terms of making them long, that's also kind of the reason. So it's like. The project videos where I would work really hard on making like the last one was like a many step synthesis of chemistry stuff or making like some weird material. It just takes a lot. Like there's just a lot of footage to put together. And like the video that's 6 steps long, I try. It just if each step is 2 minutes, which it can't be, you already have a 12-minute video. If each one's 5 minutes, it's 30 minutes. So I'm like there are like when I started, there'd be 1 step things like my video, the toilet paper moonshine. That was technically like 1 step. So that video is like sub 30 minutes.
Okay,
I have the time to like.
What if you just like condense it?
Yeah, okay, here's my question. Do you actually need to sort of convey every single step? Because I'm going to go on a limb and say that 99% of the people that watch your videos have literally no goddamn idea what's going on.
Oh, no, they don't.
They just sort of like the kind of the ASMR of seeing, you know, this and this and like a new thing happens and kind of it's being explained to you. Like simply, I mean, I told you one of the things that like I noticed because I feel like we watch videos a little bit different than your average person watches videos where it's like if there's something that I like, I'll try to sort of like quantify in my head as like either to give feedback or to like it's hard to ask normal people for feedback on videos. It's easier to ask other YouTube creators because they think about things different.
Yeah.
It's not that they're built different. It's just their brains are wired in a bad way from making videos all day. And so
you see behind the scenes,
right.
Every video you watch,
right.
you can't watch it at face value. Basically.
Exactly. And so it's like, I'm trying to like tell you that like, I don't think it's the actual like finite understanding of the process that is interesting to me to watch. It's kind of more of like a calm, like sort of visual experience.
Yeah.
And so I don't necessarily need to know every step.
I don't. So here's the thing. Over the years, I shaved off so much. Like,
but
I don't.
Then how are they getting longer?
Well, because when the video was like 6 or 7 steps long, that I knew. I literally wrote the script down. I'm like, well, each step is 2.5 or 3 minutes. And then I was like, okay, when there's 7 plus an intro outro, I'm like, this is literally 30 minutes.
Right.
But then in that last video, there was 2 steps that had a lot of problems, and they ended up being like 10 minutes each.
But why can't you truncate? It's like something that Michael does.
I'll just say I'll explain it. Basically, it's because when I make videos, it's funny because I watch my early videos that I did. Like one of them was when I cut open the lithium battery. I took it down because I think it's dangerous, and I don't want to put that out there. But Kevin's like,
that's free real estate for me.
No, but I'm making a short about it. Either way.
Not if I can do it first.
But my old videos, I would skip really quickly through stuff. But like what I personally like is I like where if you see like you start with A and it kind of is on the screen being transformed all the way till you get to the end.
But okay. You also hate
but you
it
also
it's a nightmare.
Only make no, shorts but, now.
No, well, this is the thing is this is the, I was going to say it's not that I the part that I quote unquote like dislike about making the big videos.
Yeah.
Is more that like I think I'm just not when I first started making a lot of them, I was like once I want to make Ferrofluid, Aerogel, all these things. And in my head was like, once I'm done making these, I'm like, I had a list of things I wanted to do. And once I finished the last project, which was the hot sauce project, that was the last project I wanted to do since I started the channel. Like, I don't have other big projects I personally want to do. And so when you mentioned the shorts, the reason why I kind of like the shorts is I want to go back to making projects that aren't necessarily like serious. Like, I liked when I made like toilet paper moonshine, like kind of like more like... Yeah. I wouldn't say like, more joke projects. Not
Alan,
being
Alan
like,
looks very confused.
I mean, because
right
it's because you could do that on the main channel, right?
What?
You could
no,
do
no,
stuff
that's, but
that's
that,
less
but
serious.
I'm not gonna like pretend I don't have any ideas. Like I went so long making like these because people go, how'd you come up with the idea to make Ferrofluid? I'm like, it's a product that exists on the market. Like the hard part is figuring out how to make it, but the idea of making it is not like hard to come up with.
Why not make like,
but you
some
have
of
all
the...
these shorts. These are all ideas. You could stretch these out to 5 minutes, 10
but this
minutes,
is what I've realized. I like condensing things, so it's like if no, no, but
I like the big project, but I hate the big project, but I like the short
no,
project.
No, I just
but
like
I it, like it to be condensed, but I don't condense the big project. The Planko, I'm telling you, there's
no,
Planko
I do
con- happening.
I don't think you realize how right condensed now the big ones are. I would say the biggest problem is like for a longer one. If you have a science product, like a process in chem, I have to say, like, let's say I had this and I poured it into a cup. Like, I have to show it. And every single little, like, step you show.
And then you kind of have to
elongates
think about
time.
What to say during all of those little tiny actions.
Yes,
you, like,
you don't want
to
just
to
be, like, silent.
Yeah.
So, but it elongates time. Whereas, like, the shorts, to keep it under a minute, we've realized you can almost do nothing more than pouring a liquid into a cup. And that, if you do more than that, you're going to go over a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you really don't have any time.
I mean, so any of the videos that we make, like, we all make our own personal hells when we do this. I mean, like, yeah. Will's been gone for, like,
demon
a few months.
The
he
demons
came back.
I'm
and that was,
demons
like, a really long yeah process.
The
demon. Oh, hi.
They're back. But I will
the,
say...
The Australians are back because
yeah,
they can't,
get
they can't be
no,
seen right
the
now.
Oh,
no,
you
get
guys did
get
drugs
on camera so that they can see that you're back from the blood work.
Show them
there
your
we
butt
go, yeah. Work. All right, thank you, Alex.
That's good proof.
Boy, he was proving
boy
that he actually
boy
did get the requirements for his boxing match in like 3 days or
I was
whatever.
That's why I want to work on shorts with you guys. You'll see, the biggest challenge is literally all I do is try to make it shorter.
The biggest challenge is waking up in the morning.
Yeah. So wait, all right, because this is like so many circles are going on, and just my brain
the
doesn't.
Circles of hell.
Circles.
We found
I know
them.
It's a lot of circles
right now. We're in a circle of hell.
Oh my god.
Go, Alan.
Okay, so like from like your side, creator side, not like, you know, audience facing video side, what's your ideal video, right? Not like what's like a video you enjoy watching, but like what's your ideal video to make?
And what does that mean?
Like assume you've got an idea that you just know is going to do well, right? So get rid of that sort of anxiety. Like process wise, like what you said, you mentioned the toilet paper moonshine, you're like
sure
that was a good, like what's your ideal video to make long form?
Oh, just generally?
Like something like it's something that's only one step, or it's something that
yeah,
like
so one step, like something that's one step, that is kind of like the toilet paper moonshine, like I said, or like I like making diamond water. Like I think it's funny, it's a process you have to figure out and test, but you can film it in like a couple in like a day or two.
Yeah, that
okay
makes,
if it works,
it's the same with I
it
think
doesn't always work.
Oil. It's like a video that you can do in one day.
Baking soda vinegar volcano,
I could do in 1 millisecond.
Do it.
The world's
you
most
somehow took an
song
easy project and still made it impossible for yourself because a millisecond is unfathomably fast.
So then I guess it's like, you know, coming up with ideas that you are still interested in, but that would, you know, you could do in
yeah
a day.
And but I'll give you one example. Like again, the toilet paper moonshine. When I make these videos, there are certain like shots that in my head I need to have for me to think the video is good.
Okay.
So like the toilet paper moonshine, one was I was like, I need the full toilet paper roll to show being dropped into water and dissolved. Like, and to, well, falling apart. And
yeah.
I was like, I can't, I was like, I need a shot in this way for me to find the video fun. So it's not like necessarily for the audience, but like for the gloves one, I was like, I need to show the gloves being chopped up and processed. Otherwise, to me, there's no value. Otherwise, it's just kind of like, I have these gloves and I got this chemical out of it. It's kind of like, how? That defeats the entire purpose of the
video. Here's what you should do. You need the value. So you include that in the video, and then right before you upload it, you just delete that half of the video.
But I think that's just the value of, like, because if I were to have gloves and go, look, I have this like yellow liquid I took from them.
The people don't care if the video is long. The people like it. It's just hard to do.
It's just hard to do. But I would say, basically, I knew, like I said, it was a nightmare because there's like 6 or 7 steps, which I just won't do again. Because as I did it, I'm like, it's just, I liked it because it was a project I always wanted to do. But I was like, I just don't really want to do it again.
All right, kids, if there's one thing I think we can condense this down into a learning experience, is don't ever start making YouTube videos, because it will suck your soul straight out of your butt, and you will no longer have the passion to do the things you used to love doing, because you have somehow turned it into your own personal circle of hell. And every time you think about making videos, you curl up in a ball and cry and then die.
Are we going to punch in, like, slowly as you're saying that, like, into your face?
Like, come up with...
I purposely said nothing so you could have your monologue.
The darkness surrounds you.
Normally, Nigel would have interrupted you.
Well, because I was going to disagree.
My soul is drying out into a piece of dehydrated
jerky. Well, that's for
jerky
a totally other reason.
Into sand beneath the depths
so
of the
I guess for
darkness.
Me, it's like...
No.
Your monologue's
done.
Million worms are wiggling inside of my head.
Like, for...
And out of their excrement spawns a new...
Break.
Video
I'm
idea.
Taking video. This break, but like,
turning
what,
worm poop into a
I guess
margarita.
You're trying to, I can't by not making videos, figure out a way to make your videos easier. Like,
no,
that's
no.
the part that kind of confused
so
me.
So I would say, I boil it down. After I finished this last video, which was like something I knew I wanted to do, it's basically that's how my channel started, was trying to extract capsaicin or make capsaicin.
Right.
That's how it started.
Full circle.
So that to me was a symbolic thing to say I went full circle.
Beginning to end.
Ouroboros has gotten to its head.
But then the point is, I knew at that point that I'd made ferrofluid, aerogel, like all these materials I was really motivated to do. And now I'm like, I just don't really want to make just, because there's a carbon aerogel. I'm like, is that really that, like, I was going to make it, but I'm like, I'm not that motivated.
What about you, like, your elephant toothpaste idea? I think that's like,
oh no, but see, like, those are the ideas that I would actually do, because they're challenging, but also just kind of dumb.
So, What if you did those then?
That's actually literally one of the things. Otherwise, but I just on the main channel, I kept like falling into being like, oh, I'll just keep doing the other ideas that I have.
What was your elephant toothpaste idea?
No, we're not giving this one away.
We'll talk about
I'll
it.
I'll tell you what it is. I know what it is.
Oh, that's good.
You're gonna hear it on the mic.
But would you do that on the main channel?
Yeah.
Okay, how long would it be?
I said that I don't want to make videos longer than 15 minutes.
Okay. So why don't you do that?
That's a good exercise, yeah.
That's why I'm taking a break.
You're going to do that when you come back?
Yeah, I also wanted to steal one of your video ideas, too. I might do that.
Which one's that?
The underwear one that you never posted.
Oh, yeah. That's
that because it makes everybody look bad.
Yeah, but I would take your footage and I would guide the narrative in my favor.
What? So wait, it's footage of Will, but
and
you're
then
narrating over
in
it?
In my all-knowing wisdom and smartness, abandoned Will and let him deal with like 2 gallons of nitric acid.
Yep, you sometimes have to learn.
Trial by acid.
Yeah, I was going to say trial by acid.
Boy, did that go horribly wrong.
No, that's actually something that I've realized is kind of a problem with me, not with you. It's
well,
that,
I mean, I definitely...
No,
was,
it's...
The oven, it was kind of the oven I'm, had to
no,
deal with
but
it
I'm
too.
Saying that...
Oh, then the oven idea.
Kevin...
That was cool, though.
Kevin might understand this. It's like, when you work with chemicals for so long, and it's funny because a viewer actually emailed me a while ago, like years ago, and actually messaged that he thinks that I do this. And I was like, I became very aware of it. When you just work with chemicals all the time, you kind of like try to imagine what it's like to not know anything about chemistry. And even when I remove like 90%, you start to realize that 10% is still more.
Yeah.
So like the things that I think are obvious dangers, some people who have, they've never worked with it before, why would they know?
And it's like, you don't mention the dangers because it's like, you're so used to
it. I mean,
it's
so obvious. So it's like, for example, like putting acid into water, it's like, don't do that. It's going to heat up. So it's like, don't even mention it because it's obvious. Like I'll mention the non-obvious things, like some weird reaction, but that's the thing. So in my head with like the acid, I was like, oh, they got it. They know acid. Then when you call me and you're like, it messed up. I mixed it all and it got so hot. I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot.
You know,
these guys aren't chemists.
Part of me thinks that Logan Paul was making the perfect YouTube videos because it's like the ideas are brain dead. you don't have to really think too hard. Like, it's still a lot of work doing this thing, but it's just like, well, today I'm going to put an inner tube on the back of a truck and drive on the freeway.
What's your ideal video to make, Will? Because you've also been gone for a while, and you're like on your way back now.
Putting an inner tube on the back of a truck and going 60 miles an hour on the freeway.
I feel like
we could do that. Yeah, boy.
That's not going to last very long.
That's fine. That makes the video short and easy to edit.
Let's get one of those moving dollies. We'll tie it up behind the truck.
Yeah. And
we'll just
those videos used to do great. It's like a guy on a kayak it's like flooded and they like whip him around corners.
And worst case scenario, you don't have to post it to YouTube. You can post it to like one of those other.
Lively.
No, yeah. I'm posting it to YouTube and we'll take the ad revenue and we'll give it to kids that also try to do the video for their surgeries.
The kids who hit their head against poles on the street really hard because they were getting dragged behind a truck on a dolly.
The William Osmond kids who were.
The William Osmond hit your head really hard foundation. I like doing stuff that is fun in the moment. So like when I
in the moment, like, what is that?
Because well, there's always torture afterwards, but in the moment.
I'll give you sort of my overall sort of YouTube video making experience if I had to boil it down. It's like there's two types of videos, and you can stretch those ideas as far as you want. Number one, the videos that are the most enjoyable are linearly filmed stuff, where it's like a podcast where you're talking, you talk for an hour. The energy is consistent throughout it because like you start here and you end here. You don't have to worry about selling a narrative. You don't have to worry about telling a story because it all kind of happened naturally. You okay?
You don't like it?
Whoa. Yeah.
It hit me.
That's exactly the same as that. But it's almost like a very like a very pure.
I think they got one of these little.
It's like they like put like one pure chemical in there. There's no like sort of complicated. It's just getting your nose wrecked. Wow, that's not good. It's not bad, but I think
I'm gonna exclusively drink Mountain Dew Flamin' Hot from now on.
Wow, it touched you.
I'm joking.
Okay, so if you make a video like the egg drop videos, we could film and edit. In 2 days. So you film one day, you edit the next day. And you just, for like 1 hour, 2 hours, you sit down, you talk, you go to the store, you come back, and it just sort of works. But when you try to do something more complicated, like even the sort of cotton candy in a, which seems easy.
It seems easy at face value, and then the farther you get into it, progressing
down this rabbit hole,
it becomes this just.
Because do you know what the idea was going into that cotton candy video? Was trying to do like cotton salt. An idea I've had for years. And I was like, that was an idea I was saving to do with Kevin, because I was like, that sort of seems like a very Kevin-esque video of putting molten salt inside of a cotton candy machine.
Flinging it around and, you know.
But guess what happened when we put molten salt in the cotton candy machine? Nothing.
It doesn't string.
It just
comes out like
into salt.
It would come out like little molten BBs.
But now you have this sort of like an issue where you started trying to do one thing, but you realize like you can't end the video like that.
Yeah. So it's like your video idea that you came down here for like wasn't going to work. So we had to go like in a rush to breweries to buy like other types of like maybe sour stuff will work. Right. So we tried all these organic molecules.
Like things that had melting temperatures around sugar and things that we thought would be just, I don't know, like maybe less.
Yeah, like more viscousy, and it was just like it turned into this like, wow, okay, now this is like a whole actual science experiment,
right? And it was like a couple of days of just like trying different things and cleaning the machine. It's not like a complicated experiment; it's not difficult, but it turned from what could be like a really, really straightforward and like simple video to put together to something where now you have to try to figure out like, okay, we've done a bunch that don't work. Like, which ones do you put in? Which ones do you leave out? Because like,
and
you don't want
like
to see
every
a thousand
video.
Different things not working.
Yeah,
it's boring.
Yeah,
no, that happens every project.
Right, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. The difference between videos is, and then you can go to something more complicated like the Squid Game video, which is by hands down the worst video I've ever worked on, because putting the video together was more like I don't want to say like brain damaging than actually doing the Squid Game project, because it was like trying to sift through footage and piece it together to like build the puzzle of like what story am I going to tell, and at what point is like are there too many problems and it's not interesting, like where do I have to truncate? And it's like I'm super like I have like decision paralysis. Like it causes problems when I CAD, it causes problems when I like, you know, edit stuff in Photoshop, it causes problems when I edit, it causes problems when I do like everything, like programming even. It's like I have a hard time making commitments because I like everything to be super dynamic where it's like, oh, I want to change this a little bit later. And so it like it really restricts the flow of making things. And like it's sort of why I envy Peter a lot of the times, is because Peter Airplane Rain Man, literally will just hit something with a hammer until it fits. And it's like,
yeah,
that's such a shit way of doing it. But like half the time it just works, and he didn't spend 12 hours in CAD trying to make
it
fit.
Done.
He just did it.
And you
try to put it there. It doesn't fit. So he like gets an angle grinder and like cuts out a notch and then puts it in like, oh,
I mean,
it fits.
It's only got to work once for the video. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But how you make things is it like you make it professional. It's like it would be a production ready product
to
sell.
I put too much thought into a lot of stuff.
You do.
And it like there's so many projects that like before doing YouTube videos, I would never finish because it would just be like working on, you know, the electrical circuit, you know, to build a circuit board, doing this, doing that, building the mechanical, 3D printing, building a laser cutter. It's like doing all these things to try and, you know, like sort of streamline a process that I never even get to. It's like imagine like coming up with a pipeline for mass manufacturing.
Mm-hmm. For
one.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's brain dead.
Yeah.
And like doing YouTube allowed me to like, it forced me to make stuff more quickly. So I had to cut corners.
But it's like, you still think about like, how would a user service this part? Like right. If like somebody had to take this apart, how would I make
like
this easy to take apart?
Yeah. I mean, the DIN rail is cool. I like it.
But the DIN rail might actually be good for rapid.
Yeah. I think
stuff.
That actually
so like,
does go faster. Right. I have a huge respect for people that can just sort of like build essentially right. fast and just like, in one direction, like right. I think Peter's probably one of the best ones. Jake Laser is very good at this.
Everything they build, no offense, is kind of crap,
but it works.
But that's exactly
the
point.
That's what
is
I
that
do.
They didn't sink a lot of time into it, and if they did spend time doing something, they would do a much better job. But their sort of specialty is just slamming things out that work, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, I think, but like both Peter and Jake are the only people that I've really seen where, like, if you're just hanging out with them, mm-hmm. they'll be, like, actively building something with their hands while you're, like, chilling and talking to them.
Right.
Yeah.
I have no bandwidth for that sort of thing. No. I cannot, mm-hmm. like, just be casually soldering something while hanging out and, like, watching a movie.
I'm, like, desperately
trying
to
I can, like,
you do
that.
I can't.
But then I get really quiet. I'm like, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Whenever I do that, though, yeah, Alan, when I do it, I'll be like, yeah, yeah. So the other day, yeah, sorry, just give me a second. Yeah, yeah.
Like
so the other day, sorry, just give me a second. It's so annoying.
It's like something
it's
about
like 8
that,
minutes to say one sentence.
The kind of building, it's like they're like freight trains. They just like keep going like forward on one.
For
track.
Me, it's like I'm like thinking about all the like the pathways. Like, oh, if I do this, then that. Like, oh, screws. Got to make everything
screws?
Work with one type of screw because I don't want to have to order a 2 packs of 100 of different types of screws just so I can use one of the freaking 3 millimeters.
And then you like look at someone who builds fast and it's just like all like fucking self-tapping screws just everywhere. And you're like, I mean, yeah.
Here's a good analogy for what it's like to make a YouTube video that other people might understand. Have you ever worked on a project like a car? You have to change the oil. You want to like change something in the car or just anything around the house. And you need a wrench. And then you quickly discover that you also need a screwdriver. And then you need a hacksaw. And then you need like adjustable pliers. And then you need like a drill. And then it's like by the time this project's done, your garage is like, you have every tool that you own out on the garage floor. And that's what it's like to make a YouTube video.
And you have to assemble, you have to, like,
it's like, how did this one idea, this one simple task turn into like
this? A video, like, I don't know. It's just one of those things where it's like, if someone makes it look easy, if you see somebody doing something that you think is easy, it's probably actually a lot harder than you think. And it's the presentation of the idea in a way that makes it look easy that makes you think it's easy. It's like the effort has gone into making it streamlined enough for
you
to understand.
Mike, if you want. No, I'm letting him speak.
What?
Nothing. I purposely didn't speak into the mic. I just whispered something to Alan, so I would... Just to not interrupt you.
Like,
then Alan
totally,
like interrupts
like,
you.
It was a totally acceptable microphone.
Oh yeah. How do you like it if we whisper to each other?
I love it.
No, Kevin, whisper into the mic. Okay, yeah. Whisper into the mic so I can hear you.
It's ASMR.
The audience can hear you, but we can't. I have to go to the bathroom.
Actually, like a very special treat
that we're having.
I don't know if it was coffee or the Mountain Dew.
Or are you taking a dump?
Shut
you taking a big dumpy? Well, why did you say anything when you got up and left? He's gone. We lost. By the end of this podcast, it's just going to be worse. Everyone else would have jumped ship.
See, that's people don't understand that. We're just like, oh, dude. It's like, no. If I wasn't here, none of this would happen.
That's true. But what I was going to say, though, about when you're saying like things seem simple, but they're not, it's like the YouTube shorts are kind of a nightmare to put together.
Right.
Like it, and like you say,
well, if you have to do 100 of them,
but it's not even scope creep. I just learned how to like, there's ways that I like doing them and it just takes time to plan. But it's like what they really did teach me is that nothing's as simple as you think it is. Cause sometimes I'd be sitting there with my friend and I'm just like, Okay, all we have to do is go into the back, into the lab, and we have literally, all I have to do is film me, like, let's say, holding something and dropping it. And I'm like, it can't possibly take more than 5 seconds. It's like an hour later, and I'm just like, it's still having problems. Because you get there, and I went, because my idea was to do it. I was like, I'll just drop it. But then you look at the footage you already took and go, this makes zero sense. And like, you have to then start to like come up with ways that...
Oh, you want to jump in, Alex?
I like it.
Kevin's
pooping. Yeah, Kevin's taking a big dump right now.
But that's why I want to make shorts with you guys, so you can see the
sometimes the though inner I think problems.
You're, I think you're trying to bring your hell into our hell.
There is a level of like sometimes you just gotta post something too, especially I feel like the shorts kind of qualify. Like I remember we did the like some of the TikToks. We all had a TikTok obligation to make a bunch of TikToks.
Oh, I pumped out some seriously bad TikToks.
I literally went in the garage and like glued my fingers together with super glue, and I was like, oh no, I glued my fingers together with super glue. But like, here's a cool thing that I've like used in the past, like a super glue unglue or whatever. I don't know what they call it. It's like an unbond or uncure. Mm-hmm. And that was it. Like that was just like an interesting thing that I had sort of, you know, I know like a weird tip or trick that I know, or like the accelerator, like super glue accelerator. Like I had never seen that until maybe 15 years ago when I was like working at my first job I had. Have you seen that super glue accelerator?
No.
So it's a spray, and like I made a TikTok about it because like I would have loved to have information like this, knowing that like, oh, they sell like a little squirt bottle spray, which it smells nice. I don't know what, it's like kind of orangey, but it will instantly activate the super glue. So if you glue something, and you know when you sometimes struggle to like hold the glue in place?
Yeah.
And so I hate using super glue, but once you discover this accelerator, you put the glue on, hold your objects together, and then spray or have someone else spray onto it, and it just instantly cures it.
That's amazing.
You ever done the baking soda thing too with
super glue? I've tried that, but the spray seems to work a lot more reliably.
When you need to like almost like have additional like support material, you can almost make like a little like a baking soda.
You can buff it with the think I did. Yeah. We did that with we filmed with Binging with Babish, and we broke one of the pieces, and we did do that. But I was thinking it was to try and cure it, but then
it sort of does both. I really like it for like a butt joint.
It's like
sort
a composite material.
Yeah, but
that's pretty. I haven't done baking soda, but I've done instant noodles.
Unglued.
It was a complete waste of time. It was just obvious that the instant noodles weren't doing anything.
Besides, it was just filler.
It was just filler. It's
just to like save less. Like less
exactly.
Yeah, but I think like, you know, some of the shorts are like short form content. Like you could probably 100%. I guarantee this. There's got to be something in your lab that's just cool as hell. Like even your dishwasher, like the, you know, like you've got like a very bizarre dishwasher. You could show that to people, and I think that would do
so
well.
I will. I decided part of me taking a break was part of me deciding I will never make a video that I don't enjoy making.
But that's, I mean, that's fine. But like how,
which I already never did. But this was like an official like
jump back in.
This is like an official decision.
Now Alex can go take a crap.
My question would be, like, what's so bad about making something that people find interesting that also is like easier to make? Because it's like imagine spending, like, how long do you think it would take to, you think if you filmed for 5 minutes talking about the sort of chemistry dishwasher, that you could cut it down into like an interesting 2 minute short where it's like, oh, like here is like this is this like a dishwasher specifically meant for chemistry, you know? It's like, it's, you know,
why is it different? I'm wondering, you know.
Yeah, why because like if you posted that video, I would watch, because you sort of described how it like it almost does like the bartending thing where it's like nodule will spray directly into the glassware. Cool. And it's like, what is wrong with doing a short showing that?
I have an answer for you. Basically.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm expecting.
Yeah, no. Basically, like, we were going to do a short on it. We still might. I don't know. I just don't like explainer videos. I personally do not enjoy making them at all. So it's like what I always want to do is look for some angle that's kind of funny or a joke. So what I wanted to do, and we still might do it, don't want to give my idea away, but...
Oh, yeah, someone's going to take this short from you
by
watching
this
podcast.
It has a steam function, so we wanted to use it to prepare food and, like, hot dogs.
I think that people would be more interested in the actual dishwasher itself than a meme about... Like,
I guess,
you could always put that at the end of, like, oh, and you can turn the steam function on and cook an egg. And it's like, cool, great.
Isn't that... That's already, like... It's got its own Wikipedia page, dishwasher salmon.
Yeah, that was, like, a joke in Home Improvement, oh,
I didn't
like,
know.
20 years
But this
ago,
does have a full steam
ago.
Function. And in Quebec, we love our steamed hot dogs. I was going to make some.
That's true. The steamies was...
I would make steamies in there.
And that's kind of, like, to me, like, doing a short about the dishwasher is not necessarily because you're interested in it, but because it is less effort than trying to come up with a reaction. It's just showing something that you use on a daily basis, giving some like interesting facts about it, and then a joke at the end about cooking a hot dog. But my favorite feature is the fact that you can cook a hot dog. hot dog.
So I have an answer to this. A, I do that. I film them all. Like, but I will not film doing one a day is a nightmare. I try to do five a day and just blast, do five a day for 10 days. Like, that's what I do. Wow. So my problem is that we filmed some like that. Guess what happened?
What?
I edited them. I put them together, looked at the, I hate this so much.
But did you post it and people hated it?
No, I hate it. So why would I post it? Like, I thoroughly dislike the video to the point that I slid it to a folder that said never post.
I'm going to show you a little website called RottenTomatoes.com.
No, I'm just saying that, like, if I don't like it.
I'll show you some of the worst movies that have ever been made and published.
But, Will, I'm asking you this. So very simply put, if I don't like filming it, I don't like editing it, and I don't enjoy the posting process because I don't care what anyone thinks about it because I didn't like, I'm not proud of it, I didn't enjoy any part of it, what am I getting out of it?
Money. But, a lot of people. Yeah, well, a lot of people.
But then I said, I don't need the money.
But what if?
So then, what am I getting out of it?
But let me ask.
Pain and sadness.
Let me
for no reason.
Let me describe sort of my early YouTube channel.
Oh my God!
Why are you?
This happens all the time, by the way.
For me.
Is Nigel's got a point in the middle, and he draws this big circle around it, and the problem is, Will, instead of trying to find that point, will follow him around the circle.
No, my
point never ends.
I don't want to talk about this forever. I don't want to talk about this. I'll just say this. Everything you described, if I had to do that, I would actually quit YouTube, like for real.
You want to know, Nigel? The best stories come from the most traumatic experiences.
But I just want to say, you're literally telling me to do something I do not enjoy, and my entire argument is, I'm just doing things I enjoy.
Could you do a meta video?
Sorry.
Could you do a meta video, like making all the YouTube shorts that I don't want to make, and then release that on Nile Blue, and it's like just your experience of.
Oh,
like,
yeah, don't you have an entire channel for things like that you don't necessarily like lower pressure things? Nile Blue.
No, I've decided that I want to do Nile Blue differently.
See, for my shorts channel, it's like I can post things that
Nigel
I don't
gives
care
us nothing
about.
To work with.
No, because I feel like you guys have ideas about how you like to run your channel and the things you enjoy doing.
No, we're trying to help you explore.
No, I'm saying when I don't, like, but this isn't exploring because it's like I'm sitting here going, I literally enjoy making the shorts and you're telling me to make shorts I would literally hate my life to make and your entire art, you don't even have a positive side to it.
We do have a recording of this conversation.
Yeah.
I don't think this started because you said you enjoy making shorts.
No, because it's
I think this started because you said you had to do too many shorts and it was like overwhelming.
No, it started because you were saying that things that are easy are deceivingly hard. And I said to Alan, like my shorts. I didn't say I didn't enjoy them. I said they're deceivingly hard.
And then I think we probably were thinking about talking about what about ways of doing shorts.
Yeah, but I don't, I'm not...
Well,
beat up by
videos.
The difficulty of it, basically.
Easier ways of making main videos.
Yeah, right.
I think maybe you equated difficulty with pain.
This will always happen. I don't even remember where we started. We're going to have to, like the thing is, like the people at home can like go back. They can...
The thumbtacks and the strings. That's what I'm talking about. We start here and then we end up on a fucking rail loop.
We can rewatch it. I find that a lot of it is I just present an idea I have and then Will... tells me that I should do something else and that I should enjoy something different.
Here's the thing.
And then when I disagree, then you tell me I'm in a loop.
His explanation is perfectly valid. And there's really no way to fight against that. Because
that's what I don't get. Like,
but
you know?
But it's like, imagine you come, you're like, hey guys, like I have this problem.
But I never said it was a problem.
Why are you on hiatus?
From the main channel, not the shorts. I'm making shorts.
Yeah, but...
But why are you on a hiatus from the main channel?
I've already explained...
I've explained
this like 9 times. I will boil it down in 1 sentence for each.
Okay.
Yeah, oh no, I like this. It's just like the final, like
the cap on top of it.
The too long didn't read. Give us the conclusion in the Nile Red research paper.
I just want to change the way I make the content. I don't have an idea on how I want to change it.
Okay,
so
there you go.
I need some time.
Okay.
Okay, that's it. That's done.
Okay.
The shorts, there is no problem. I just only like making videos I like making. So I just won't do... I don't like explainer and show and tell videos. That's it.
A lot of people are purely motivated by money and they're never happy.
I am motivated by nothing and nothing makes me happy. That's not true.
But it's also a trap because it's like you do have to kind of think of it like a business, right? Yeah. Because what motivates you then, if it's not money?
Now you have a big question, a philosophical question.
Yeah.
And that's what created it. I realized that I'm like, we're pretty self-sustaining. I don't need to make content for money. And if I'm not enjoying the content, then why am I making it?
Well, you eventually will have to make content for money. I mean,
well, we don't know how much money.
I mean, you do, obviously.
I mean, because it, you know, if you don't post a video, your views and stuff does go down. Yeah, over time.
I meant that I don't have to worry about getting a viral video.
Yeah.
To like,
you have
survive.
Like enough of a back catalog. You can, you know.
So I'm in this position where I'm like,
what you're doing is sustainable. Your schedule of releases and all this is sustainable for the lifestyle that you're happy.
Yeah,
with,
and I'm like,
basically.
I literally don't need to make ever. Anything I don't enjoy making.
So if you eat 2 pocket hot dogs a day, that's like $3, what, $4 a day?
That's like one short a month.
So times per year, that would be three or four. That's like maybe
I don't even know what the
short
is.
$2,000 a year for hot dogs.
But then it's Corey wants hot dogs too.
Oh no.
So, yeah, because you've got
so many mouths to feed. So many hot dog mouths.
Well, what if you,
so
yeah,
all
you pay
you
them
need to
in
do
hot dogs
is make
$4,000
yeah, but we have a machine that makes them, so we don't even, we can cut that out of the cost.
Oh, the steamies.
Well,
okay, so you're not even buying them from the restaurant anymore. You're buying just like bulk hot dogs.
And then you, yeah, exactly.
But you got to consider, what is your time worth when making the hot dogs? Is it cheaper to pay someone else to make the hot dogs?
Because then you could be making
pay
more
someone
shorts.
In hot dogs to make the hot dogs. You go, make these
what?
Hot dogs, you
that's
get 10% of
the
hot dogs.
Oh, I'm also done making, I'm done making real shorts. My goal.
No, don't. Shut your mouth. Don't.
It was a joke.
Oh, okay.
Oh, thank God.
No, I said my goal is. Well, I don't have said why are you freaking out? Why are you freaking out? I don't understand. Do you understand? Stop, Kevin. No
more rim jobs.
What?
We're not going around this room any longer.
No, it's
the circle.
The purgatory. He's fucking seven.
He's scared the goal is going to say something about making videos easier.
No.
Has this been an hour yet?
Wow,
are we
look
at
the
hour?
Time.
What's your goal? Quick.
What goal?
I mean, I can say it off camera if Will doesn't want to go crazy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming to the podcast.
Say the goal.
I'll let him say his outro.
My mental health is rapidly declining.
Is you're going to give the outro?
And I just slowly die, and then the video ends after the coroner comes and takes my raging shriveled up body and scrapes it off this chair.
Is that it? I'm just waiting. I don't know. It's like, what is the outro?
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.